This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Jury selection started Tuesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who was accused of killing a black man, George Floyd, in an encounter that triggered months of protests throughout the world against police abuse of minorities. The 44-year-old Chauvin, who is white, faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges in the death last May of the 46-year-old Floyd. He died in police custody after Chauvin pinned a knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes as Floyd pleaded that he could not breathe. Trial Judge Peter Cahill started the jury selection, even though it remained unclear whether Chauvin would also face a third-degree murder charge. Prosecutors are asking the Minnesota Court of Appeals to put the trial on hold until the issue of adding the extra count is resolved. It could take as long as 3 weeks to pick 12 jurors and up to 4 alternates, with opening arguments in the case not expected to start before March 29th. With coronavirus restrictions in place, the jurors will be seated 2 meters apart from each other in the courtroom. Prospective jurors have been mailed a 16-page questionnaire about the case, asking them about their views on policing, the criminal justice system, and such advocacy movements as Black Lives Matter. The would-be jurors were asked to disclose everything they know about the widely publicized case, Floyd's death, his nationally televised funeral, and protest against police in the weeks that followed. The United Nations Weather Agency, the World Meteorological Organization, said Tuesday the record cold felt in the U.S. during February was the result of the same weather phenomenon that sent above-average warmth to parts of the Arctic. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry was in Brussels Tuesday to discuss transatlantic cooperation with European Union officials and U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to rejoin the global climate change effort. Speaking to reporters alongside EU climate chief Frans Timmermans, Kerry reiterated that climate is one of the most important issues that Biden's administration intends to deal with. Kerry said the climate summit scheduled for November of this year in Glasgow, Scotland, is the last best opportunity that we have and the best hope that the world will come together and build on the climate change conference agreed on in Paris in 2015. Kerry said the Paris Agreement did not go far enough, noting that if all the parties were doing everything in the Paris Agreement, which they are not, the world would still see a warming of 3.7 degrees or more. Biden had the U.S. rejoin the Paris Climate Accord in the first hours of his presidency, undoing the country's withdrawal ordered by predecessor Donald Trump. Leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India will hold a virtual summit later this week under their informal diplomatic framework. Anonymous sources in Japan told news outlets that U.S. President Joe Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will likely hold talks as early as Friday. The expected summit will be the first time the leaders of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or Quad, will meet since its formation in 2007. The Quad is considered to be a counterweight to China's increasingly aggressive actions throughout the Asia-Pacific region. Beijing has denounced the Quad as an attempt to contain its development. The four-way meeting will take place just days before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will visit Japan and South Korea. The trip will be the first overseas mission by Biden administration officials since President Biden's inauguration on January 20th. An official from deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, or NLD, party died in custody after he was arrested early Tuesday. This according to a former lawmaker. The man was the second party official to die in detention in 2 days as protesters challenged last month's military coup by protesting in the streets. Overnight, police arrested about 50 people who'd been cornered by security forces in a district of Myanmar's main city, Yangon, according to rights groups. The country has been in crisis since the army ousted Suu Kyi's elected government in a coup on February 1st. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.